AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board have interviewed the engineer of the Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia.
Our investigators found the engineer to be extremely cooperative. He was accompanied by his lawyer, which is not at all unusual.
But lead investigator Robert Zumwalt says Brandon Bostian only remembers ringing his train's bell as it passed through Philadelphia's 30th Street station.
He's required to sound his bell as he goes through past the station stop, and he did that. He recalled doing that. But he has no recollection of anything past that.
Zumwalt says investigators are also looking into a report from an assistant conductor who was listening to a radio conversation between Bostian and the engineer of a SEPTA train being operated by the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. The engineer of that train apparently said he'd been struck by something.
She also believed that she heard her engineer say something about his train being struck by something.
The first of eight funerals was held today for Amtrak victims in New York City. A high school biology teacher says he was heartbroken when he heard one of his former students, Navy midshipman Justin Zimzer, had been killed in the crash.
I threw my phone down. I was devastated. My entire school community is devastated. The community of Rockaway is devastated. The Naval Academy is devastated. He was a light.
A jury in Boston has decided Johar Tsarnaev should die for his part in the marathon bombing that left four people dead. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says the jury didn't buy the argument. He was under the influence of his older brother.
The defendant was an adult who came to believe in an ideology of hate, and he expressed those beliefs by killing, maiming, and mutilating innocent Americans on Patriot's Day.
This is AP Radio News. Will there be a Triple Crown this year? Correspondent Glenn Clark reports we'll know tomorrow after the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the annual affair.
The 140th running of the Preakness Stakes is set for Saturday afternoon at Pimlico, with Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah looking to become the second straight horse to win the first two legs of the Triple Crown under jockey Victor Espinoza. He accomplished the same a year ago with California Chrome. The top two contenders to take down American Pharoah in the eight-horse field are the two that finished closest to him in the Kentucky Derby: fellow Bob Baffert trained horse Dortmund, who finished third, and runner-up Firing Line. Isolated thunderstorms expected in Saturday's forecast. Glenn Clark, Baltimore.
John Wall and the Washington Wizards need to beat the Atlanta Hawks tonight or face elimination from the NBA playoffs.
You never know, this might be somebody's last ride. You don't know how many times you could be in the playoffs. And I just think we have a great team, a special team that has a chance, even though we're down one.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.